And we'll watch. Here's Ben Hamilton here. Here's Drones here. He's going to go. And this is the hold right there. You see, he starts to the outside. You see his right hand there? They get their left hand on the outside shoulder, and they bring their right hand to bring that guy out.
To gain access, you must enter your passcode. Thank you. Thank you.
Planting more or less one kind of potato through the whole country. It was called the lumper.
And our class stance as revolutionaries is solidly with the working class.
We came out of the student movement, and we came from the working class and from petty bourgeoisie, and a few people came from the ruling class and left the ruling class background.
Ink, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, a dink a doo. Oh, what a tune, what a tune, all crooning. Ink, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, a dink a doo. It's got the whole world spooning. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. They've made their own paradise land singing. Ink, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, a dink a doo simply means ink, a dink a dee, a dink a doo.
I have a girl in Sonora, California, an actress, who is supposed to be an intellectual, which means that she licks envelopes of the Democratic Party. That's enough. Right? I passed for bright. So, playing words. Anyway, this girl, she says to me, every time I start to talk about Mrs. Kennedy in all the magazines, she says to me, well, what do you want her to do? Like that. I say, why is she shopping for wallpaper? And, or, you know, why is she on the front of the Ladies' Home Journal? She says, what do you want her to do? Very hostile. So I say, well, I was kind of hoping, since I've been given a choice, I was kind of hoping that Mrs. Kennedy might relieve Mrs. Roosevelt. Who? Who is 77 and should not be driving tractors to Havana.
A disease, a blight, kind of fungal disease, blew in. And overnight, all the potatoes in Ireland and most of Europe died. They turned black. The vines turned black, and the potatoes underground turned to mush. And that was because there was a monoculture. Monocultures are very vulnerable. You need vast amounts of pesticide to support the monoculture.
Overwhelming reality about who are the people in the United States is that the people work.
Let them, you know, be reminded of where they're gonna be, and you know, perhaps most importantly, provides that one single hub, that one page where people can enter their zip code or choose their country and know where their local meetup spot is.
Any cause anywhere, you say, but it does seem to work better for Howard Dean, say, than for Joe Lieberman. Can you explain why?
Well. I don't know why. I think that it probably has something to do with the fact that when Howard Dean gives a speech, Howard Dean says, I want you to meet up with local supporters every month and together figure out how you're going to help my campaign. And so he tells them to go to meetup.com to do that. I don't think Joe Lieberman does that. And so, you know, is there something different about their appeal or their messages?
We talked about the speed of light earlier.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes.
In the Andromedan perspective, the standard and speed of light is under the control of brain energy beyond one thought frequency.
Robert Borsig was better than Dick.
Didn't be condescending. We became arrogant in our behavior. I think that it's important to also put it in a context, which is not an apology for.
PBR, a type of plastic patrol boat, pretty common sight on the rivers. They said it was a good way to pick up information and move without drawing a lot of attention. That was okay. I needed the air and the time. Only problem was I wouldn't be alone.
Morning, Captain.
The crew were mostly just kids. Rock and rollers with one foot in their graves. The machinist, the one they called Chef, was from New Orleans. He was wrapped too tight for Vietnam. Probably wrapped too tight for New Orleans. Lance, on the forward 50s, was a famous surfer from the beaches south of L.A. To look at him, you wouldn't believe he'd ever fired a weapon in his life.
Your brain waves control the speed of thought, and you see that as light years. About the Bodger Chronicles, and I was on, I think, hard copy in 1996, where I said that there would be Islamic attacks.
I have a girl I see a lot of in California, an actress, who is supposed to be an intellectual.
So, according to the Andromedans, the speed of which we think is how we will measure light. That these would then lead to a global war versus Islam.
The bright silver and gold you have taken from somebody else.
You're tuned to WEOS Geneva, WXXE Fenner Syracuse, or WXXC Truxton. This is Unwelcome Guests. I'm Lynn Gary. On tonight's program,
that these would then lead to a global war.
Corporate power and U.S. military activity abroad, and the role corporations have played and are playing in subverting any semblance of democratic.
You would have a Shiite majority of these countries.
I never took. From the widows and orphans, never
thought frequency of the beings on it and in your planet. Now these are Warren A's exact words. But on your third density, speeds of your thought transcend the dimension you are in or creating.
My first presentation
thought travels beyond
a
speed of a billion light years. In other
an
dimensions.
Author and former military officer whose analysis of the meaning and methods of the Bush administration's war on Afghanistan has grabbed attention worldwide since the appearance of his recent article on the internet, The So-Called Evidence is a Farce. which critiques the realities of September 11th. Mike McCormick is the interviewer.
I was hoping you could go through and reiterate everything or a lot of what you'd covered in your article, the so-called evidence is a farce.
Yeah, well, let me kind of preface that a bit.
Okay.
Because the way that thing got started was that I was participating in a list, and I sent that to the discussion list. And someone from the discussion list forwarded it to someone, and then it got forwarded to someone else, and now the thing is showing up like in Pravda and places like that. I mean,
okay.
it took off. It wasn't really meant for public consumption, but I still stand by everything I said. I think that while it's important to emphasize that there's a lack of credibility built into the structure of the official story on this, and there's a deep lack of credibility related to whether or not this is a pre-existing agenda, which I think it's pretty clear that it was. I don't want people to think that I'm trying to advance some specific conspiracy theory. I think that's really important to say at the outset. That I don't know what happened on September 11th, and I...
That's where your apartment is filled with all those racks that are registered in the vote. Eustace, that's where Eustace is. It certainly is. Wouldn't you if you had yellow shoes, a Cadillac, and an unlimited supply of cardboard and cocaine? No, it ain't a contraction for Chinese. It's a word for a contraction. These contractions, but there's so many of them. You put money, it's crowded. I'm a bit political. Oh, about the same as it is in yours. Full of rats and Chinese and rock and roll. Stay in the
I feel bad for that Norwich crowd.
It was just yesterday. What God are you talking about, by the way?
Oh, God, the only one the way he can get off the ground. Like
that.
The speed of thought is equated to brain energy when it reaches a certain limit of the speed of light.
I caught myself.
Definitely,
I don't.
You know the Chinese, they eat cockroaches. You know that?
And the violence around Mecca on the sacred journey, this was supposed to all be a preclusion to a coming Islamic leader that I have said for many years would come out.
This is only available to preferred members. To become a preferred member, go to www.
By our little girl here, Rosie Rottencrotch. You thought I wasn't going to introduce her, didn't you, when I mentioned her name?
I thought we'd never see her again.
We'd bring her up here for her last visit. She's
come
going
on
off
up here, Rosie.
Going over to the school later today. They're taking her in the Woody station wagon that's outside with Woody the Woodpecker on the outside to the...
No matter what I do, I cannot be smart.
You will sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Just sit back. Nothing is required of you except to observe the visual materials that are presented to you.
www.preferredmember.
And I think that there are a couple of very interesting candidates for this. I think that the primary candidate would...
New metaphysics. Grand vista of the killing floor. The new metaphysics... killing floor. Sources of spoken word yoked together in groups, cordoned off separated by chicken wire with the appropriate electrical charge. Most on the killing floor, some were balustraded across the canyon veritable walls. Of course, I'm situated in the control room, as you can hear.
.com/preferred member.
Where I have the ability to cross channel entire yokes of consciousness. Sort of oblong, if you're watching along with me. They can cross-pollinate, of course, because they are seemingly alive. I can't admit if they actually are because of legal restraints.
Saad bin Laden, who was actually one of the,
Of course, we've all had intensive Harvard summer school type Arabic lessons for some years now. Can't say what the effects of that's going to be. But I am in control room, which is supervised by military, rather, for legal purposes, ex Special Forces and CIA and other intel hybrids. So lots of military jargon is being used here. So this is the command and control room. The XHQ for here. And cordon. A lot of cordoning off of things. Police type lines, tape, and perimeters.
Laden's son. I don't think Bin Laden's going to be a factor at all because I believe that he was killed as a direct result.
Now, while I was in London. See, I wasn't totally dedicated, because it doesn't take an hour to do, you know, what I just told you. It doesn't take an hour, and I was there for a month, so.
Very smart man there. In fact, one of the smartest men ever to set foot on the western plains of the West on Earth, on the killing floor. Transcordoning, I believe. If we were to give a geometric underscore spatial analog for that. Mr. Mort. A man almost too smart for the killing floor. But let's not get carried away.
Of U.S. military action in the beginning of 2002. And actually,
it's almost like a feature-length film budget production. Various ass directors all strewn across the floor and the balustrades with electronic megaphones all wired to the HQ CC. Near me. So that's where I am. It's almost like a convention.
Midgets! You know, I read somewhere that in Southern California and also in Florida. There are these places, and they're called midget villages.
On the newmetaphysics.com, which I'm trying so hard to fit in, as though my life depended on it. Download or stream entire packages of these things. In fact, you can stream or download, or download or stream. You have your choice. Also on Mountain Stream, parentheses radio, but only at high altitude.
There is a barrier, a place in the process of going to sleep that is like a mercurial edge. It's a river. It's a zone of hypnagogia. You often pass through it post-orgasm. It's a place of drifting amoeboid colored after image light, and then true hallucination, images, strange, transcendental or transpersonal images. Well, so then, so far in the context of pursuing this extended metaphor about sleep, I've talked basically, essentially about the individual's relationship,
directing,
the concept,
watching,
the fact. But there's also a social or a political or species-wide implication.
Reformatting,
it occurs to me that at any given moment, because of the way the planet is as a thing, some considerable percentage of human beings are asleep.
I believe the exploitation word would apply.
Station is only available to preferred members. To become a preferred,
and being exploited, of course. This a binary system, of course. Since we're used to it, seems like the only, the one, the unaware, the pre and post homostasis. For those following spatially at home, Ruben Drones coming along on the floor now.
You must enter your passcode.
Don't worry, we'll rip him off. Otherwise, I'll get ripped off and I'll have less. That's un-American.
Sean, here's something that the Americans...
It's all about focus. The whole point of remote viewing, and it's, you know, which is a fancy name, it's a way of taking, shall we say, a...
And Gary at newmetaphysics.com. If you want to sort of brown nose the high leader of all, in this environment, of course. Let's not be presumptuous or anything.
Thank you.
Eastern scientific technique that was...
...50 people in a room who, let's say, are all Enneagram Type 5, and they could be really, really different,
in the expression because they could all be at different stages
yes.
of development.
Yeah. And I think that sort of intuitively makes sense, and the research certainly backs it up. Let me qualify it. The Enneagram, there are many different versions of it, and some of its original versions actually had there are 9 types in the Enneagram, and they're often just numbered, but sometimes they're given names or labels. But they're broken down into, there are 3 classes of 3. And some of the early versions, these 3 classes were related more to the chakras. So 3 of them represented the head or upper chakras, 3 of them represented the heart or central region, and 3 of them represented the lower chakras. Now, if you read it that way, then you're reading it as levels, and that's okay. But that doesn't hold up quite as well as the version of the Enneagram that, let's say, Helen Palmer has developed, I think probably as good as anybody. And that's that it really is, whatever else it might be, it's especially good at being a typology, where these 9 different types, the personality types, can exist at each of these 7 levels of development that we're talking about. When I say the research supports it, the research is, you can take any of these people at Enneagram types, and they still go through these stages of development. We know that because there are no exceptions to those stages of development. So, a lot recently, there have been several books that have come out, and I don't want to name names because I don't want to leave some people out, but have basically used that model and said, okay, this works. We're going to use the Enneagram types at these different levels of development. And what that means, for example, is that you can have somebody who's... let me give a stark example so you won't be involved. Let's use level 2 and level 3 on our simple 7 level scale. Level 2 is egocentric. Level 3 is conformist. And let's use Enneagram type 5. Enneagram type 5 is a classical, sort of autonomous, subdued, can be scholarly, tends to be very kind of witnessing. Gotama Buddha was a 5. I have a lot of 5 tendencies in certain ways. And it's, again, strengths and weaknesses. So you can have somebody with, and they're both Enneagram type 5. But a type 5 at level 2, and a...
Go to www.
The Stanford Research Institute by Russell Targ and Hal Putoff and the whole gang there. And I...
Yeah.
My questions a couple of days ago, and I said, look, there's 6 hurricanes, Gene is like 5 and the number 6. The first thing I got on it was just was debris just flying in the air. Like,
Boston is a very conservative, Irish, Catholic area.
Like missiles, if you will. Here's what I got. I got...
It's like a little individual old-timey flying saucer. And those 3 points determine any new plane of orientation or flight that you want. You have to have 3 points to turn the...
The problem is demand is going up so that around 2010, our demand is going to be 100 million barrels a day, which means the demand is going to go up 25 million barrels a day between now and the end of this particular decade. And the problem is, even if everything that they're trying to do right now and increasing the recovery of oil in the Gulf states and the Caspian has a potential only with the introduction of around $1 trillion worth of infrastructure to recover 15 additional million barrels a day, which means they still have a $10 million a day deficit, you know, in terms of what their demand is and what's actually available. Now, that's not real. The real trick is that if you divide the world up, just for the sake of argument, into OPEC, which is primarily Gulf states, Venezuela is also a member, but we're just talking about Gulf states, and we'll call them OPEC, okay? And then you look at all the non-OPEC, and I just call them no-OPEC for the sake of argument, okay? No-OPEC production peaked years ago. It peaked in the last decade. It's
like
on the way down. So
no-OPEC
is losing its relative power to control
like
market.
People under shields and hiding from arrows because that was the first thing I got was all this debris being picked up by the winds.
Okay, so that's the minimum you can have. Now, that craft, being an anti-gravity craft, is flying on three supports, if you wish, like three huge pillars, except they extend in all directions.
They exist. There's called, and all the houses are scaled down to their height, and so are the cars, and it's all fenced in. You got to be like a midget to get in. And maybe I'm a little perverse, but I would love to get really liquored up one night and then hop the fence and just walk to the town going, argh. That'd be so good for my self-esteem. Yeah! Thank you all so much for coming out. Seriously, this makes comedy easy, having an audience, people. This is great. This is about, look at me, this is as dressed up as I get. It's nice, huh? Look at this. I'm all dressed up. I got kind of, this is as spiffy as I get. I used to dress up when I would go on stage. I would dress up, or I would...
While I was in London, see, I wasn't talking.
So at this point, we could say that we've at least touched on the quadrants, the levels and stages, the lines, the states, and the time.
Boston is a very Catholic Irish conservative.
A pack of matches and a bag of briquettes.
Is a symptom of how corrupt the two parties are.
It's like a building that's supported on three real strong pillars.
What? I don't know. All I know is that, you know, some candidates are saying, you know, I want you to meet up locally about me, and some aren't, so.
All right. Any level? Okay, let's read this. Let us hope that the horrors of evil no longer loiter on the doorsteps of your path, beckoning you into the brothel of despair. And that hereinafter, we present them with the most rigid manifestation of a firm and manly will. Ad astra per aspera. Yeah, Jack Letter. Now I want to tell you, that's very brilliant. He's doing faculty great influence on me. But I want to put my poem to Jack. This is the ode to Jack Kerouac, who was and remains one of my heroes. How about this? This is called, let's see.
If you'd like to make a call.
To Jack, yeah, ode to Jack.
Right. Hang up and try again.
Four dogs went to the wilderness. Only three came back. Two dogs died from guinea worm. The other died from you, Jack Kerouac. Well, Jack was not innocent.
If you need help...
He ran over dogs. Just think
hang up
it.
And then...
Never mind. Okay, well, that's enough for now. And thank you very much. And,
Dial your operator.
And we don't want them escaping the same way that Bin Laden did. And their intelligence then told them that from the wounds that were inflicted on the 5th of February that bin Laden had then died in late April, early part of May.
Why wouldn't we be broadcasting that?
Once again, I asked him that same question. He said because the United States would not be able to produce a body. The bin Laden family was very powerful as far as anything he knew, that the body was taken somewhere to Saudi Arabia and buried. He said also that it was more about that we didn't want a martyr. It was more about chasing live bad guys than dead martyrs. You know, and I asked him every question that you're asking me. I said, well, why aren't they spouting this from the rooftops? And he said, because the bottom line is that everything I'm telling you is the best our intel can offer, but we can't prove it.
We're the underdog candidate. We're an independent candidate. We represent and give voice to tens of millions of American underdogs.
Everybody, we're back. My next guest is a very funny comedian. He's also an actor, and he can be seen regularly on the CBS series The King of Queens. Please welcome very funny man, Patton Oswalt.
Which means that she licks envelopes of the Democratic Party, you know, but that's it, you know.
We can get away, we do that. We just go out and find a prairie place beyond where the corn's growing and go up in the hills and sleep in the car and wake up in the morning.
Gravity centers are where the mass, the atoms of the triangular craft all lean toward, if you get my drift.
Down the road where she'll be okay again in a while. But first, before that, let's introduce her to the crowd. Here she is, little Rosie Rottenkrantz. Right there.
Thank you, boy. Thank you very much.
Rosie, as you know, is the multiple adenoma. Let's take that again, all right?
Yes, all right.
Rosie, as you know, is the can we take that again? Rosie, as you know, is the multiple identity poster girl.
For
1972.
Thank you, boys.
Rosie,
you
know, is the multiple identity poster child for the 1967.
Thank you, boys.
Campaign.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Rosie,
Hi, Rosie.
Is the
Hello,
multiple
boys.
Identity poster
Hello,
girl
boys.
For this region.
Please
of
give
the
everything you've got to me or my family. Just send it care of this address.
155-155-1555. Just called 15555.
That's 15-155.
Thank you, 15. Boys. Just send
this
everything
is
you've
little
got.
Rosie Rottenbrot,
the
for
my
multiple
family.
Identity poster girl.
The multiple identity poster girl.
This week.
For this week.
Send to this address.
15-155-1555.
In Mexico, Canta 1-5-5-0-5-5-1-0-5. Ahora más música.
Amiens de France, le numéro L, de la 7, de la 2, de la 2.
Товарищи, вам надо здесь 1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-1-5-
robot fell right over.
Well, the robots will do that, you know. Now that they got the vote, they have that auxiliary circuit. So anytime you say anything that, you know, offends their moral code, they just... Beep. There you go, see? See what happened? Just lost a... Just lost half of my...
Halloween.
I lost left information here.
Yeah. My so, right's gone.
I can't... there it is. There it is.
Charlie. Working fine now. Here, my elf.
We are trying to read you.
SNN is walking in now, but he... laughing. We all thought that was pretty easy.
Can you read me a Charlie information?
Yes, the president is in orbit, Charles, and You can see him floating there by the great statue of Chairman Mouse that was constructed entirely out of space trash.
My fellow Chinese, there were two Irishmen walking down the surface of Mars. And it was a long, long march. One of them said, Pat?
Pat?
Yeah. And the other one said, Mike?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And that was it, pretty much. Except there were lots of Chinese standing around who appreciate this form of humor.
And I'll bet they weren't even looking.
That's right. Mrs. President went to the hotel yesterday and slaughtered chickens. Yeah. And, Yes. I thought my spacesuit wasn't working here for a minute. That would be pretty scary, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If one of these things didn't work.
I saw a guy going one. He just kept repeating it. Just kept repeating himself like that. And then he was just utterly in orbit about 2 seconds behind himself forever. It was difficult. It was a difficult scene.
You know, if you go to Saturn, of course, we aren't rotating around Saturn right now, as everybody out there knows who's tuned in to the giant space bubble. We're going around Mars right now, which is a friendly planet, not like those outward planets, that big Saturn that you can't quite recognize. A lot of people skiing on Saturn, of course. There they go. They ski on the rings in Saturn. You might think it's a strange sport, but of course those rings...
It's a strange planet, Dave.
Well, that's true. And out on Jupiter, of course, the methane ice, those vast, vast craters of methane ice, they give you bad nasal problems, for one thing. They get in your nose. It's hard to breathe there.
Oh, but the methane ice on Saturn is the only thing that makes the planet truly livable.
There are a few beaners, of course, on Jupiter, who can dig the methane, as we say.
That's our job, is digging the methane.
Yeah, you dig it up and you plant methane beans and eat them.
It's a gas, man.
What if you planted a methane bean and grew 1,000 feet high?
Tote
grew up there
meth,
to the great...
Eat that bean.
The great giant in the sky, the great Jupiter. All the way up to the great Jupiter, who's got those golden hens that lay the golden eggs way up in the great sky of Jupiter. Out there on the little moons.
One of them eggs now fell on my grandmother's house about 3 light years ago, you know. And she's a tolerant person, you know, a very tolerant person, but she had egg, you know.
Egg on her face.
Egg, so she had egg all over her magic pyramid, you know.
Area.
Pushed around, defrauded, denied health care.
How you doing?
Good, man.
You know, they give me notes every morning to sort of prepare for the show.
Uh-huh.
And at the top of the page, it said that this was your 11th. They always record how many appearances someone's had on the show. This is your 11th appearance.
And a Type 5 at level 3 show much more differences than a Type 5 at level 2 and a Type 4 at level 2 or a Type 3 at level 2.
If you'd like to make a call,
very heavily invested in for the purpose of offsetting the potential power of the Gulf states as oil producers. But now, OPEC is...
If you take several of these craft and link them together, because the field is spread out hundreds of feet around the craft, and they spin, if you take two of those craft and put them together, you've got a bigger craft, and the fields are linked.
Acting as a market maker is a very risky and dangerous job.
Only the Americans could build a place like this in the middle of the jungle.
Thank you.
injured often without compensation.
Then the Type 5 level 2 and Type 4 level 2 and Type 5 is focused on the south of Bronx shithole. Life in space in Vietnam.
Ignored while they do the work of the day, the country. I think either party represents those tens of millions of Americans. And the political bigotry that tries to get us off the ballot and tries to stifle our right to free speech by being on the ballot.
Strategy is the craft of a warrior. Commanders must enact the craft, and troopers should know this way. There is no warrior in the world today who really understands the way of strategy. There are various ways. There is the way of salvation by the law of Buddha, the way of Confucius governing the way of learning, the way of healing as a doctor, as a poet teaching the way of Waka, tea, archery, and many arts and skills. Footnote 9, Waka. The 31-syllable poem. The word means Song of Japan, or Song in Harmony. 10, Tea. Tea drinking is studied in schools just like sword fencing. It is basically a ritual based on simple, refined rules between a few persons in a small room. 11, Archery. The bow was the main weapon of the samurai of the Nara and Heian period, and was later superseded by the sword. Archery is practiced as a ritual, like tea and sword. Hachiman, the god of war, is often depicted as an archer, and the bow is frequently illustrated as part of the paraphernalia of the gods. End of footnote. Each man practices as he feels inclined. It is said the warrior's is the twofold way of pen and sword, and he should have a taste for both ways. Footnote 12, pen and sword. Bunbu Ichi, or pen and sword in accord, is often presented in brushed calligraphy.
Is a symptom of how corrupt the two parties are.
Are you going to be voting for Ralph Nader?
No, I can't.
Why not?
He's not on the ballot in North Carolina.
You can vote right in.
I love it. Anyway, and I stop at a lot of places and meet the characters that I find. The song I want to play off the album, I was actually inspired by visiting Willa Cather's house, the famous author of the Pioneers, Anthony, and so on. And she was a very famous writer of that era, of this settling of the Great Plains in the late 19th century.
So everyone can hear, yes? I can hear anyway. Good.
Sense of freedom to be inspired.
We had targets around, primarily on the ceiling, that were barcoded. And
well, I want to thank Mandala Books, Jan. I want to thank Jay Widener for bringing me back to Seattle, the home of real grunge and to real peculiarity. Systems. Out of chemical systems comes the covalent hydrogen bond, the carbon bond, complex chemistry that is prebiotic or organic.
Probably about 800 of them. Each one had its own separate identity, and they were being looked at by a camera.
Out of that chemistry come the macrophysical systems that we call membranes, gels, charge transfer complexes.
And they're actually going after that now, by the way. They've been going after things. 3 and 4 deep links. They went after a search engine.
Three of them. The difference between a level 2 type 5 is an egocentric dolt. And a level 3 type 5 is a conformist, conventional, somebody that's fitting in very, very specifically.
Only the Americans would want to.
Yet, most of the time, the trading firms involved in this part of the business are able to make huge profits.
The guy who represents our election officials, now why he was in it, I have no idea. He's supposed to represent the people. And they were discussing not how they can correct the flaws in the system, not how they can make it more secure and give us a paper ballot. They were discussing how they can purchase with a PR program a perception that it has been fixed.
You must enter your passcode.
He talked about we better keep this secret. This could be considered racketeering.
Well, they said if they better keep it secret, they better be careful and get legal advice as far as their meeting. Now, racketeering, I don't know. I mean, because an industry can get together and they can do lobbying. But what was unusual about this is that they wanted money. They had this group come in and say, we need 200...
Software on the computer could identify which barcode fit with which place. So as you pan the camera around, it knew in the computer world where the computer camera was looking around.
Write-in.
Okay.
There's an easy write-in vote. All the solutions in our country that are on the shelf and that cannot be put to work.
Right. So we basically have laid out the integral model. And it seems that in a year or two or 3 years from now, or tomorrow, or this afternoon, you...
...have good ideas. But arrive at the answer by slow consideration. Well, if we investigate the heart of the matter, even though people's natural abilities differ, bearing in mind the four oaths, when your thinking rises above concern for your own welfare, wisdom, which is independent of thought, appears. Whoever thinks deeply on things, even though he may carefully consider the future, will usually think around the basis of his own welfare.
Mainstream news report about government officials lying that did not concern their sex lives or personal vices.
Of the lines between the military and police. And I mean, I participated in this. In the early 80s, I was actually involved as an active duty military in training the FBI's hostage rescue team. They were just woofo SWAT.
And they matched up perfectly. And then we could generate in the computer what the buildings look like and then do essentially a video composite of the blue screen with this CG background. The movie, you know, encompasses essentially, you know, this contemporary environment that you sort of see for the first part of the film inside the home when David's growing up and all, getting you set up then for the next kind of surprise when you get out of that world.
You're talking about healthcare or jobs or a kind of imperial identity.
Aren't they?
Well? Mr. Snelling.
Extraordinary. Quite extraordinary. The most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. Amateurs. Whoever took those didn't know the first thing about photography.
They're fake, then.
Photographic fakery is an art, Mr. Gardner. Not something the amateur could attempt. Not exactly what you might call a household pursuit.
See that it's a different city, you know. You're way in the future, it's obvious, and the fabulous Rouge City stuff. And then after we leap to 2,000 years in the future, you know, the movie's about AI, but by the end of the film, we're essentially making it. You know, the movie is mostly synthetic, and AI actually becomes how we're making the movie. We're starting out contemporary, ending up totally artificially in the future.
That they can reverse their apparent behavior and be somebody different from what they were for a time.
What do you have here? Untouched, open air, single exposure shots.
With a law and order orientation, those people are very, very different, even though they're both fives. It means within their level of development, they're going to have these five-ish characteristics. But the differences between the levels are so great that, you know, that really has to be factored in as well.
A used car dealer who buys a vehicle for $5,000 on a trade-in and resells the same vehicle for $6,000.
This sort of thing, these systems, are the chemical preconditions for life, simple life, the life of the prokaryotes, the life of naked, unnucleated DNA that characterized primitive life.
Breaking it apart, because every point on every little section of that craft is supported by one of those now 6 points. Take three crafts, and you've got nine pillars supporting. That gives us the support that we need to keep the things from breaking under their own weight, you know, 600 feet long, or from bending when they make rapid changes.
So you can be a type 5 at level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5.
Late summer, autumn 1968. Kurtz's patrols in the highlands coming under frequent ambush. The camp started falling apart. November. Kurtz orders assassination of three Vietnamese men and one woman. Two of the men were colonels in the South Vietnamese Army. Enemy activity in his old sector dropped off to nothing.
you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
You can vote right in. You can vote right in.
People. There weren't... The Stanford studies were about gifted people. The Princeton studies were ordinary people. Hundreds of studies.
Find my way back.
Davidson swiftly turns around. Much to his horror, he can no longer see the arch, let alone the wall. He has walked beyond the range of his light. In fact, no matter where he points the flashlight, the only thing he can perceive is oily darkness. Even worse, his panic turn and the subsequent absence of any landmarks has made it impossible for him to remember which direction he just came from.
Oh, God.
He blurts, creating odd repeats in the distance.
And just when it appears there's going to be a successful campaign against smut, just when the Supreme Court seems to be ruling against pornographers, when it appears the nation's returning to old-fashioned moral standards,
could throw in another element to the mapping process.
Right.
You could say, oh, there's another thing you need to understand to really see a more accurate picture.
Right.
If the story is important because in it, Sam Spade is trying to say something to Bridget. What it is he's trying to say, I don't know for sure. He doesn't give us any help because he just starts telling us the story. But surely it has a number of possible indications. One, he may be suggesting to us that he is willing to live at random with Bridget. That she is a character who has thrown his world into a kind of disorder and chaos, and that he is somebody who understands and can live with that chaos. His way of dealing with problems, he tells Bridget a few pages later, is to throw a wild monkey wrench into things and step back from the machinery to see what will happen.
And watch what Jake Plummer does. He gets his pocket, he feels his tackles take the ends to the outside. He steps up, he knows Ashley Lee is coming in that end. He waits a little while till he has that window and throws it right in there.
I worked on the computer all day yesterday. We went to see the Sistine Chapel, newly restored, in the morning.
I have 1-6 and all the time. And like I say, a lot of more sophisticated Enneagram research, that's what they're doing. They're using it that way. So, Enneagrams are fine, but the real action is, where's your center of gravity, and is it increasing its expansion into greater spheres of consciousness and compassion? And that's a developmental evolutionary unfolding. if it's going to be permanent.
He's my daddy.
By the result of such evil thinking, he will only perform evil acts. It is very difficult for most silly fellows to rise above thinking of their own welfare.
Me? Are you afraid of seeing the stars?
New Metaphysics with a Hush. Mock Serious Intense. Bit of melodrama to even it out. Balance is good. Very powerful. Considering we've been imbalanced for so long, ...90,000 years, way before Lemuria even, which is way beyond the ability to remember at this point. And of course, I metaphysically mean that. And you know, the more we know it will work, the more reluctant we kind of get it, of course. Way beyond sophistication now, and going on so long, but it always, as it always does, comes down to it. This being a time-space binary system. Meta phenomena, since meta is where we always want to be and always in fact are, even with the reluctance.
Patricia, I can show you how to reach them.
I'm afraid of what you've got under there.
We're actually on the verge, having for quite some time now been over the verge. And that reluctance, even with holographic wearing down of the resistances, having started with the easier ones, simultaneously reducing the blockage of the more difficult ones. And this really is a kind system and a kind project, having all been thought out very carefully well before. And as now, concepts being what they are in time-space, they have a life. They have a three-dimensional form and three-dimensional structure, alternating one step at a time, forwards and backwards, especially when you become balanced. Entire vistas open up. Thank you.
Army tried one last time to bring him back into the fold. And if he'd pulled over, it all would have been forgotten. But he kept going. And he kept winning it his way. And they called me in. They lost him. He was gone. Nothing but rumors and random intelligence, mostly from captured VC. The VC knew his name by now, and they were scared of him. He and his men were playing hit and run all the way into Cambodia.
To discuss
it's an easy write-in.
All right.
So, when you embark upon something, before you start, fix your intention on the four O's and put selfishness behind you.
Hello. To gain access, you must enter your passcode.
Gregory Corso, I know what I'm doing.
Gregorio Corso, reading the law. Budger of history, break of time, U-bomb, toy of universe, grandest of all snatched sky, I cannot hate you. Do I hate the mischievous thunderbolt, the jawbone of an ass, the bumpy club of 1 million BC, the mace, the flail, the axe, catapult Da Vinci, tomahawk Cochise, flintlock kid, dagger Rathbone? Ah, and the sad, desperate gun of Verlaine, Pushkin, Dillinger, Bogart. And hath not St. Michael a burning sword, St. George a lance, David a sling? Bom, you are as cruel as man makes you, and you're no crueler than cancer. All man hates you. They'd rather die by car crash, lightning, drowning, falling off a roof, electric chair, heart attack, old age, oh bomb. They'd rather die by anything but you. Death's finger is freelance. Not up to man whether you boom or not. Death has long since distributed its blue. I sing thee, bomb, death's extravagance, death's jubilee, gem of death's supremest blue. The flyer will crash. His death will differ with the climber who'll fall. To die by cobra is not to die by bad pork. Some die by swamp, some by sea, and some by the bushy-haired man in the night. Oh, there are deaths like Witches of Ark, scary deaths like Boris Karloff, no-feeling deaths like birth death, sadless deaths like Old Payne Bowery, abandoned deaths like capital punishment, stately deaths like senators, and unthinkable deaths like Harpo Marx, girls on Vogue covers, my own.
Down. Okay, now let's look at it. Here comes the trap down. We have it. Okay, hold it. Okay, right now, we have the trap. It's this man's responsibility to get him here, not to wait. 85% of all your shots will go to the other side of the floor. It's this man's responsibility to get it here.
The floodgates are going to swing open, and Satan is going to vomit filth out of hell, and it'll be just as it was in the days of Lot, and will vex the souls of God's most devout saints.
Just ordinary people like you and me have this ability with a little bit of practice and focus, mainly practicing on not trying too hard.
Again. To reach them.
I'm afraid of what you've got under there.
Are the chemical preconditions for life.
Appearance on the show, you've become our real regular.
Not all, that would take all day, but I'm going to discuss what I think are the most interesting salient features.
You cannot fail. The 4-0. Never be late with respect to the way of the warrior. Be useful to the Lord. Be respectful to your parents. Get beyond love and grief. Exist for the good of man.
He is somebody perfectly willing to live in a world where beams may fall. Or perhaps he's telling the story because he's suggesting to Bridget that she is for him a beam. She is, as he understands, dangerous, and in his particular world, irrational, and something to be wary of.
I understand that you jumped from anthropology to making documentary films. I'm fairly interested in that because I'm an anthropologist myself.
I thank you for your call. We're going next to Winchester, Massachusetts.
Impish death, Seder bomb, bomb death, turtles exploding over Istanbul, the jaguar's flying foot soon to sink in Arctic snow, penguins plunged against the Sphinx, the top of the Empire State arrowed in a broccoli field in Sicily, Eiffel Tower shaped like a sea in Magnolia Gardens, St. Sophia peeling over Sudan, oh athletic death, sportive bomb, the temples of ancient times, their grand ruins ceased, electrons, protons, neutrons, gathering Hesperian hair, walking the dolorous gulf of Arcady. Lo, the visiting team of present, the home team of past. Lyre and tuba together join. Hawk, the hot dog soda, olive grape gala galaxy, robed and uniformed commissary. Oh, the happy stands, ethereal root and cheer and boo, the billioned all-time attendants, the Zeusian pandemonium, Hermes racing Owens, the spitball of Buddha, Christ striking out, Luther stealing third, planetarian death, Hosanna bomb, gush the final rose, oh spring bomb, come with thy gown of dynamite green and unmenaced nature's inviolate eye. Before you the wimpled past, behind you the hallowing future, oh bomb bound in the grassy clarion air like the fox of the tally-ho, thy field the universe, thy hedge the geo. Leap bomb, bound bomb, frolic zig and zag, the stars a swarm of bees in thy binging bag. Stick angels on your jubilee feet, wheels of rain light on your bunky seat. You are due, and behold, you are due, and the heavens are with you. Hosanna in calescent, glorious liaison. Bomb, mark infinity, a sudden furnace. Spread thy multitudinous encompass sweep. Set forth awful agenda. Carrion stars, charnel planets, carcass elements. Corpse the universe. Tee-hee, finger in the mouth. Hop over its long, long dead gnaw. From thy nimbled, matted, spastic eye, exhaust deluges of celestial ghouls. From thy appellational womb, spew birth gusts of great worms. Rip open your belly, bomb. From your belly outflock vulturic salutations. O bomb, O final pied piper, both sun and firefly behind your shock waltz. God is abandoned, mock nude, beneath his thin false talc apocalypse. He cannot hear thy flute's happy the day curses. He is spilled deaf in the silence's warty ear. His kingdom an eternity of crude wax, clogged clarions untrumpet him, sealed angels unsing him, a thunderless god, a dead god, O bomb, thy boom, his tomb. That I lean forward on a desk of science, an astrologer dabbling in dragon prose, half smart about wars, bombs, especially bombs, that I am unable to hate what is necessary to love, that I can't exist in a world that consents both a child sitting in a park and a man sitting in an electric chair, that I am able to laugh at all things, all that I know and do not know, thus to conceal my pain, that I say I am a poet and therefore love all man, knowing my words to be the acquainted prophecy of all men, and my unwords no less an acquaintanceship, that I am manifold, a man pursuing the big lies of gold, or a poet roaming in bright ashes, or that which I imagine myself to be, a sharp-toothed sleep, a man-eater of dreams, then I need not be all smart about bombs. Happily so, for if I felt bombs were caterpillars, I doubt not they'd become butterflies. There is a hell for bombs, they're there, I see them there. They sit in bits and sing songs, mostly German songs, and two very long American songs. And they wish there were more songs, especially Russian and Chinese songs, and some more very long American songs. Poor little bomb, that'll never be an Eskimo song, I love thee. I want to put a lollipop in thy fecal mouth, a wig of Goldilocks on thy baldy bean, and have you skip with me, Hansel and Gretel, along the Hollywoodian screen.
And against Oakland last week.
O bomb in which all lovely things, moral and physical, anxiously participate. O
back to the 30.
From the grandest university.
And the folks here, 65,000, loving it. Monday night in Cincinnati for the first time in 50.
Before your fantastic lily door, I bring you Midgardian roses, Arcadian musk, reputed cosmetics from the girls of heaven.
Me? Are you afraid of seeing the stars?
Info Life, the life
of the prokaryotes, the life of naked, unnucleated DNA that characterized primitive life on the planet. Out of that life come eukaryotes, nucleated cells, and then complex colonies of cells, and then cell specialization, leading to higher animals, leading to social animals, leading to complex social systems, leading to technologies, leading to globe-girdling, electronically based information transfer-oriented cultures.
Vanity, I know, can't guide I alone.
On the line. Hi, James.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What are you thinking?
What I'm saying is this, those of us who come from a place like the mother of all parliaments, we see the American scene being dominated by just two systems of patronage. The Democrats and the Republicans.
Anyone see how much it is, all right? Now look, don't go that way, all right? Look! Don't look at me! Look! Don't go that way, all right? Go anywhere but that way or they'll catch you. Don't ever let them catch you.
Ourselves. Someone said, what's so progressive about media? It's the spreading of darkness at the...
gold artifacts, primarily gold artifacts, which were discovered over the course of three digging seasons, 88 through 90, in northern Iraq, the ancient Syrian capital of Nimrud. They are the burial artifacts of a number of Assyrian queens. Commonly it's referred to that they were the burial artifacts of four Assyrian queens. Actually, there are a lot more burials than just merely four Assyrian queens. Rarely in Assyria do you see sort of communal burials, but you actually do witness that there. So, yeah, there were four Assyrian queens.
Or he may be telling it just to find out what her response to it will be. Whether she will really listen to the story, will respond to it, will in some way communicate with him, or whether she will remain, as she in fact does, involved in her own business.
Of consciousness. And let's just list them. I mean, the simplest way to do this is just go through a list. Well, number one, and this is the one that has made consciousness seem especially troubling to both philosophers and neurobiologists, is subjectivity. The qualitative feel of consciousness. The fact that my conscious states only exist as experienced by me, and your conscious states only exist as experienced by you, and in each case there's a certain qualitative subjectivity to the consciousness. The point that we made in earlier discussions to the effect that for every conscious state there's always a question, what's it like? Or what does it feel like? What does it feel like? What's it like to drink beer, listen to Beethoven, fall off a cliff, or go skiing in deep powder?
Away from flesh fairs, away from there are lots of people. Stay away from all people, only others like you, only Mecca are safe. Okay, go.
Why do you want to leave me? Why do you want to leave me? I'm sorry, I'm not real. If you let me, I'll be so real for you.
Go. No, David. Let go!
Is that why we did the 11 shots before the show? That was 11. I get it now.
11,
okay, that makes
now.
Sense. Okay,
that's
cool.
My little ritual that
very
I
nice.
Do.
Thank you. Yeah, I am.
Do you like being here in New York City, coming back?
Oh,
hanging
yeah.
out?
God, this. I don't think you guys realize the miracle that New York cab drivers are, just the resource you have? Because every other city that I've lived in, the cab drivers, you have to show them, like, draw them a map, no matter what. Like, in San Francisco, they're like, the Golden Gate, what? Where are you going? But in New York, you can just hop in a cab and go, hey, you know that Starbucks where the tall guy works? You go, yeah, hang on.
So you're saying that Ralph Nader needs to be on the ticket, that this is a way of breaking that down?
These two systems just operate within one ideology, capitalism.
Working on this new liberal radio network, Air America.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on very excited for a liberal radio. At the same time, I hope they learn the lesson from NPR, in that I love NPR, I support what they do, but that you cannot listen to them for more than 2 seconds because it's so boring. And then AM radio, which is full of just conservative, evil douchebags, is so entertaining. You know what I mean?
Entertaining in what reason?
Entertaining in that they just understand how to put on, like, they've co-opted rock and roll. Like, their interstitial music is...
Right, my name's Laura, and I've got two other mad friends called Skinhead, Morph, another one, and Blair.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the world.
Silently, while he tells it, when he's telling it, she changes the subject immediately and doesn't try to understand what that story means. It is, then, a story which is, for me, paradigmatic for the novel. In the midst of apparent ordinariness, commonplace events, sudden radical change of circumstance and character. A beam falling, a man walking out of his life to live at random, is a metaphor for what happens in this novel over and over again, where so many other changes occur. Of circumstance, the sudden death of Miles Archer is the most obvious. He walks smiling down this blind alley next to a beautiful woman whom he imagines he may be able to sleep with. Next thing he knows or doesn't know, he's dead. But it also happens not only to Miles Archer, but to Sam when he deals with Joe Cairo, who comes in, draws a gun on him to search him and search his office. Sam takes the gun away from him. They talk. Then Cairo asks for the gun back, and Cairo turns on him and searches his office and Sam. It happens when Sam takes the guns from Wilmer. It happens when Gutman tells us that Wilmer is like a son to me. And then, a few pages later, is perfectly willing to turn him into a fall guy to be executed for the murder of Thursby, because, of course, if you lose a son, you can always get another, but there's only one. All teeth smell.
I'm afraid.
Of me?
Yes.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Hello.
Todd Ensign. He's the director of Citizen Soldier, which is a GI and veterans advocacy group.
Again, it shows how today we can organize, we can get the word out, we can mobilize people. That's Officer Fort Bragg, you say,
God, Captain, you've really been helpful here today. Do you think tomorrow afternoon we got a recess? Do you think maybe we could go out and take a look at some of that Delta Force training?
Well, so this is very interesting, that apparently the way the universe works is upon a platform of previously achieved complexity, chemical, electrical, social, biological, whatever, new forms of complexity can be built that cross these ontological boundaries. In other words, what I mean by that is that biology is based on complex chemistry, but it is more than complex chemistry. Social systems are based on the organization that is animal life, and yet it is more than animal life. So this is a general law of the universe overlooked by science, that out of...
cerebral generator in the brain is there to transform the light speed to light year, and thus condenses the light power to the soul.
Okay, you said contact. How close are we?
It's imminent.
Complexity emerges greater complexity.
To gain access,
Anton, the fairies. Personally, I wouldn't know a fairy from a firefly.
You could start doing it right now with what I just told you.
Uh-huh.
People have done it by reading some of my stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes as long as it takes for the person to give up the idea that it can't be done.
It really depends, though. I mean, the best possible working situation is walking down that corridor and then continuing a little further when it gets hairy. I'm in great admiration of writers who can do it, who can call that thing to the surface.
You have the Ichabod character who's very much in his head and thinking too much about things versus a guy with no head. And
what's this man doing? Ron Mercer? He's saying, get it, guys. I'm leaving on the break. We call that snowbirding in the playground. He's snowbirding a little bit. When he needs to get in here and block this rebounder out. These type of rotations come from weeks and weeks of practices, repetition, over and over and over, become second nature.
Certainly this country deserves different ideas. One of the reasons why we don't have an adequate health program.
The numbers are so incredibly powerful.
what does the heartland make of all this?
What does the heartland make of all of it? I'm the spokesperson for the heartland here.
You must enter your passcode.
These are ground, water, fire, tradition, wind, and void.
Civilized countries is because we are locked into an ideology which forbids copying anybody else's form of healthcare.
Let me turn this to Ralph Nader if I can, James. It's a good point.
I encourage people, it doesn't have to be a party, at the local level, state level, to run for office, Board of Education, City Council, State Legislature.
There was supposed to be a massive flyby during the daylight hours across the planet.
The description of nature. Nature, after all, is somehow given. We find it all around us. And numbers arise in the depths of human ratiocination.
Has not told me the day, but it is supposed to be it's supposed to be this year.
Who can she assist in her own defense? Now, from what I have witnessed in this court these past 2 days, the answer to both of those questions is yes. I therefore find the defendant competent to stand trial, release her on her own recognizance to await trial on the felony charge of manslaughter in the first degree.
Be sure to keep your fingers on the box at all times. All right? We hope you find the test a pleasant experience.
Then dial your operator.
We all recognize those as states of consciousness because we recognize that for each of those there is a qualitative feel to that state.
Trial shall take place 1 month from today. Court dismissed.
But Your Honor, the defendant has been charged with a particularly cold-blooded crime. The people request a high bail.
You've heard my decision, Mr. McMillan. Court dismissed.
Thank you, Stanley! Oh, God. Wow, yeah.
Congratulations.
See you in court with the team.
Well, you did okay by yourself today.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Maybe I'll change profession.
Where are you going?
Ow!
directors, Larry and Andy Wachowski, use every trick in the book. Animation, models, optical process shots, all blended together seamlessly.
Trinity! Help!
If the special effects in The Matrix are sensationally good, the story is kind of a letdown. That's surprising for the Wachowski brothers, whose first film, Bound, had an ingenious and airtight script. It was on my best 10 list.
Now that no geometry, and they are leaving these, the races that leave them, it is a language that is being left for the Magi. Now, who are the Magi?
We could destroy them with the atomic bomb, we could destroy them and contaminate them.
The Magi are the Blue Bloods. They are what's left over. Let me back up a little bit. The Magi are human beings whose bloodline is extraterrestrial. Now,
so what is the relationship of these things to each other?
We'll just take Nibiru. We'll just start with them since they were the last massive group that were here.
Right.
Okay? When they left, many of the males, and I believe the Bible even refers to this, the sons of God, admired the females of men, or the daughters of men.
Yes.
They slept with the Mark.
Yes.
They left offspring.
Yes, I know.
Okay?
Response to vulnerable aside.
Good-natured assertion about the quality of life.
Agreement. Comment containing French words.
Declaration of love of French words and wistful comment regarding usage of saying.
Sympathetic agreement.
Disparaging remarks about the quality of adult beverages in current surroundings.
Agreement. Suggestion to abandon current surroundings for more comfortable ones.
Suggestion of another locale.
Complain about decibel levels at other locale.
Invitation to view extensive collection of lithographs and upload.
Comment on fine arts education. Invitation to examine collection of pre-Columbian art in my boat.
Excited assent.
Confirmation of same emotional state.
Expression of awe and lust for female mammary glands.
Sly slang indicating desire to view intimate male reproductive organ. Expression of amazement.
The $1,000 profit is the dealer's cost of carry for the risk of taking on inventory.
set.
Urgent suggestion of administration of birth control devices.
Expression of concern. Lack of knowledge as to the location of birth control devices.
Rather stern comment on partner's forgetfulness. Information leading to the location of birth control devices.
Colorful expression of interest.
Corporal Dull command pertains to the speed of administration of birth control devices.
Immediate compliance with command.
Call the supreme being.
Statement of belief in a higher power.
Comment regarding displacement of fluids and vaginal canal.
Guttural sounds.
Guttural tones. Suggestion of increase in speed of intercourse.
Groaning affirmation. Concern about premature ejaculation.
Sweat of death if premature ejaculation occurs.
Urgent comment on orgasm schedule.
Supportive statement. Announcement of impending orgasm.
Emission of stains.
Call the supreme being. Next with colorful dog command.
Compliment of partner's skill.
Request of beverage. A statement about transient nature of life.
Philosophical agreement. Statement of intense desire for tuna fish sandwich.
Allowed to go with their fathers back to the home planet.
But I can tell you this. You look here. Look at those wings. One thing I'm certain of, at the time of exposure, Those wings were moving.
The photographs. They're genuine, then.
As the king's beard. Flood, right?
That's exactly right. They tried to wipe out everything.
Be testing these out in little ways and building up confidence.
Sure, you can build up confidence that way.
Yeah.
You can also have instant confidence when you stop doubting. That's a super fast way to be confident. But that's difficult for a lot of people.
I think it's difficult living in a society that will tell you the reality is much different than what you're describing.
Oh, sure. You usually have to have either an ability to ignore that or a strong motivation. My pleasure, and that the best thing you can do to help yourself and help the world is learn how to love more.
A fact which turns out, like almost every other fact in this novel, to be altogether ambiguous.
Footnote 25, wind. The Japanese character for wind also means style. 26. Void. The void, or nothingness, is a Buddhist term for the illusionary nature of worldly things. End of footnote.
Then there was Phillips, the chief. It might have been my mission, but it sure as shit was the chief's boat.
There's about 2 points where we can draw enough water to get into the Nung River. They're both hot. Belong to Charlie.
Don't worry about it.
Don't smoke. You know, I pulled a few special ops in here. About 6 months ago, I took a man who was going up past the bridge at Doe Lung. He was regular army, too. Heard he shot himself in the head.
technology. The spheres are too sophisticated and probably too old to fit, and he declared that they were out of context of study for them, you know, more or less shelving them. And that's a highly unscientific way for a scientist to behave. Now, there will be a course for study in postgraduate studies at Harvard, Yale, and the University of Pennsylvania in ancient navigational cultures of the Americas. And part of the course will be to take the students to Costa Rica, where Ivars will show them the evidence of the spheres and other navigational instruments.
Listen, you ever have a 9mm round that didn't go off?
Oh, yeah. Failure to fire.
Failure to fire, and I pull the trigger, and click, nothing.
You're talking about a bad primer.
Yeah, but I... You know, right, dimple on the primer, bad, maybe.
Likely it's the same. Bullet always tells the truth. Chris, you all right?
Yeah.
Oh, we shouldn't have.
Afraid of happiness, and this is starting to excite me. Are you afraid of seeing the stars?
This is a complete turnaround by some of our top universities.
How exciting. And these spheres, which the biggest of them measure, what, 7 feet in diameter and weighed like 30 tons? They're kind of hard evidence to sweep under the rug for too long, aren't they?
I don't see how they've been ignored for so long.
Patricia, I can show you how to reach them.
I'm afraid of what you've got under there.
Is this your first time with something like me?
I've never been with Mecca.
That makes two of us.
I'm afraid it will hurt.
Patricia, once you've had a lover robot, you'll never want a real man. Again.
Just the right thing to do.
Hello.
There's no guarantee that the dealer will be able to resell the car, so the profit is justified. Instead of a car, the market maker will buy IBM at 105 and sell it at 105 and 1/8. The buying price is known as the bid. The selling price is the ask. And the difference between the two is the spread.
The end was near or something. So, I know the Bush-Nazi connection, that, you know, goes back to Prescott Bush and all that stuff. But as far as the attack on this country, how could that have happened the way it happened? You see, that's the part. And then within 2-3 days, all these Saudi nationals, Bin Ladens and Saudi royal family members, all spirited out of the country when the rest of the country is on a lockdown in terms of air flight. I mean, come on.
We're out there in Costa Rica.
It's marvelous to look at. You know, we can always tell a sphere. You can look up, you can see the moon, and you can see that these things are perfect, and you just got to wonder about them.
Tell us about the stone spheres and how perfect they are, how sophisticated, what means might have been utilized to produce them, where they're sitting, how many of them are. Just give us a big background in case anyone is unfamiliar with them.
There had been, that last time I knew, over 300 spheres cataloged, many of them in the 3.5 to 5.5 foot range, although there are the occasional very large ones, which are 7 footers, and there is one 9-foot sphere that has been damaged. The Pacific Islanders, Polynesians, used sighting stones of various kinds to duplicate the directions that they used in sailing. And what we think with the spheres is that they were used in a similar way. When Ivar checked with Lothrop's and Doris Stone's drawings of the original positions of the stones,
mm-hmm.
he found that where there were groups of three large ones, in other words, a triangulation,
okay.
that almost invariably one end of the triangulation, or one line in the triangulation, went to the magnetic north pole, which is about 5 degrees off what we now call true north.
Mm-hmm.
One line always pointed to the magnetic north pole, which, you know, just may simply have something to do with the fact that they could have had compasses.
Now, when you say one line points to it, does that mean if you draw a line down the middle of the triangle, or if you take one of the sides and slice through
sides.
Two of them?
Yeah.
Okay, one of the sides, if you extend that, would
extend
be
that.
Pointing. Okay.
Magnetic north. And then another line that is formed, for example, in the configuration of the DEF spheres at Palmar-Sur, one line goes from Palmar-Sur through Cocos Island to Easter Island, and over a 6,000 kilometer distance misses the island by 42 miles, which is a direct hit for an ancient mariner, because they can see the difference in wave clouds.
So one only wonders what sort of wooden sign, when you see such sophisticated artifacts in stone, what once must have been there in softer materials that have since decayed, especially in a humid jungle and equatorial environment.
What happened?
These the wounds of passion.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
Do you hear the music?
You are a goddess.
Are you?
You wind me up inside. But you deserved much better in your life. You deserve me.
What happened?
She didn't get her lucky number that day, so she couldn't bet in the universe race, you know, and she lost. You know, she'd have known. She knew who was going to win. She got this robot down the street called Madam Zero, you know. All you got to do is put a penny in her left breast, you know, and a lucky number comes out for somebody. Well, you know, such a big universe, somebody's got to win.
Well,
you know,
nobody wins and nobody loses in the universe
race. I lose all the time. I ain't won at the universe race for 400 years.
You must be betting on the slow-moving planets, baby, because they're going round. Round and round and round and round. You know, we're going to be back here in the space bubble with Yuri Yankov.
Sold me this ticket on Pluto, man, half price. It's a fast
Pluto ain't going to win, man. He ain't never won nothing.
Listen, he's a dog.
Listen, I got this ticket, though, you know.
I'm betting on Goofy. He's got a good chance.
Well, look, Pluto may be small, but, you know, he's slow. He may not win the first race or the second race, but if I sit around long enough, I'm bound to come in with a winner.
I think so. Let's just sit back and watch the two dogs matched off against another. There's Goofy. There's Pluto. One's sitting off on the moon to the north, and one's sitting off on the moon to the south. They're racing around now.
Like those coming two magnetic dogs.
Here they come. Watch them go.
The black one and the white one. The city at the gates of the temple.
Hey, you know, we got that famous Russian poet back this year. We put him in a space suit, brought him all the way up here. It's a long way, I know. It's a long walk, a long climb through space.
Let the communists speak.
But we brought him in through our door. In he come.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yuri Yankov, go for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. As you know, I spent the last 2.5 years in Sweden, selling my books, and as a result, I have changed my public image a little bit. I've changed my accent, you notice I got a new face, and I got an extra arm now, but I'm not going to show it to you. I'd like to do for you a little special kind of new poem I'm working on called Sandklämmeron. Yeah, it's a Swedish city, very dear to me. You can laugh, but the world is getting closer together every day, and believe me, you sweat a lot more than you used to.
You sweat a lot in Sweden, baby. I know that.
Is
it true?
The Silver Beetles could just give me a... Excuse me?
Is it true, like, that they say that the French have had a tremendous influence upon Russian poets in Sweden in the last 5 years?
If the Beatles could give me a little background, I think that maybe I would be able to render this for you.
No internationalism tonight. No. Yo, gotta keep it cool.
Sandklämmeron.
Sandklämmeron.
That hot winter, that cold summer, I broke a bottle of wine over her head. She was lying on her back, playing with herself, skirts up over her head. She reminded me of my mother, that cold winter, that hot summer under the sea. Looking for clams, seeking out the little air bubbles in the sand, picking them up, exclaiming,
"Where you want to put these?" Dropping them.
Thank you.
tell me, has it ever crossed your mind that maybe it's everybody else's problem that they don't get along with you? You have difficulty holding on to a job, don't you?
Not be smart.
Shut up, you're making me horny.
Throw your panties up there.
Oh, that happens a lot. Happened once. Some woman threw her panties at me and they stuck to me.
Where's all the fat girls?
Hell yeah, I saw you come in.
I like a big woman carries food in her pocket, don't you? Biscuit in one, gravy in the other. Give me some sugar. They say fat women ain't athletic. Or shit.
Take a turkey leg off her plate and take off running.
Oh, they'll catch you.
Hold you down, eat the turkey, shove the bone in your ass. It ain't pretty. Was in Nebraska last week, home of the fat girl. Well, hey, they're not real fat. They're just thick. They got that winter coat going on. I like the way they clear out that whole state for you. Kind of like this one. There ain't a tree, there ain't a hill, there ain't a bush. There's a fucking tractor, though, I'll tell you that. All they do up there is drink and farm and drink. There ain't nothing wrong with it, just a lot of them doing it at the same damn time. There's corn where it shouldn't be. A lot of them missing some arms and legs because of it, too. You get around that heavy equipment, you can't poke fun at them and get all pissy. Some bitch, I'll hop up there and kick shit out of you. Sit down, Stubby. You're going to poke an eye out with that damn thing. I'll hold you down and tickle the shit out of you.
Such a difficult question that it wasn't even asked in philosophy until the 20th century.
It's a flesh fair. They destroy us on stage. I've been there.
What do we do?
We run now.
Any old iron. Any old iron. Any old iron. Any old iron. Expel your mecca. Purge yourselves of artificiality. Come along now. Let some mecca loose to run. Any old unlicensed iron down there.
Hey, see that? Could be a human thing.
No, he's scanning cold. No expiration date, no ID.
What's a new model doing loose and unregistered?
Sir, it's a late generation lover mecca.
Well, there's a relief from all this antique iron. You are certain he's not a man. I wouldn't want to repeat the Trenton incident.
Sir, he's a free-range mecha running hot.
Let's reel him in, boys. Stick the hands in the rest.
From lawyers in a foreign country, you may have trouble finding a lawyer. One reason why Japan has less litigation, fewer court cases than in the United States, is that Japan keeps the number of lawyers who can practice in those court cases down pretty low.
The body of the Way of Strategy from the viewpoint of my Ichi school is explained in the Ground Book. It is difficult to realize the true way just through sword fencing. Know the smallest things and the biggest things, the shallowest things and the deepest things. As if it were a straight road mapped out on the ground. The first book is called the Ground Book. Second is the Water Book. With water as the basis, the spirit becomes like water. Water adopts the shape of its receptacle. It is sometimes a trickle, and sometimes a wild sea. Water has a clear blue color. By the clarity, things of Ichi school are shown in this book. If you master the principles of sword fencing, when you freely beat one man, you beat any man in the world. The spirit of defeating a man is the same for 10 million men. The strategist makes small things into big things, like building a great Buddha from a 1-foot model. I cannot write in detail how this is done.
It's very puzzling, and I think that it indicates a fundamental congruency between processes that are mental and the structure of the world itself. This is why I didn't get into it too much tonight in a popular lecture like this, that I'm the inventor or the purveyor of a mathematical theory of consciousness.
What happened?
Government. Other scholars have argued that it was probably actually first drafted not for for Lorenzo, but for his brother, the Pope. Nonetheless, it is a supremely practical work, a work devoted to the question of how one acquires, secures, holds, and improves princely power, and by princely power we mean the power of a principe, or a ruler, or leader.
Such and such. But that's not quite complete self-legislation as Kant understands it, because we're acting merely hypothetically and we're acting for ourselves. But suppose we wanted to legislate universally the right thing to do for all persons or groups. Suppose we wanted to expand our vision, so to speak, so we could see some way of legislating morality or ways of living that went beyond our own personal or subjective or relative ways of doing it.
And flies, similarly, the word flies would have a correspond to an image in my mind. Now, in this sort of view, I can meaningfully speak about non-existent objects. All I have to have for the meaning is to have an idea in my mind.
Factually. But far more important, actually, was the development of Gödel's famed incompleteness proof. This was a rather technical proof. It involved manipulations in a language known as piano arithmetic, which was used to model number theory.
What Gödel did was construct a self-referential sentence in piano arithmetic that stated, "I am not provable." Therefore, if that sentence was true, then if it was true and not provable, you must be able to prove that it's not provable, which is a contradiction.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Tell me, how long have you two been married?
We ain't married.
You ain't?
No, he's my daddy.
But if it is not true, in which case it is not not provable, then it is provable, in which case it ought to be true. The point of this was to show that mathematics ultimately could not be reduced purely to logic. And indeed, since Gödel's incompleteness proof, that project really has fallen into disfavor. Well, Quine has directed his criticism at what I would call the foundational or Kantian elements of logical positivism. Positivist linguistic analysis and epistemology tried to constitute itself as a first philosophy, in the sense that it sought to foundationally and unequivocally establish the meaning of expressions or discourse before the scientist could judge the viability or truth of such sentences. The positivist thus tried to set limits to the range of meaningful discourse, hence Ayer's famous elimination of metaphysics. And they did this for the sciences by means of linguistic analysis, just as Kant had tried to do the same project through the analysis of the conceptual scheme he thought embedded in the a priori categories of the human mind. And we could in fact think of the logical positivists as projecting that conceptual scheme that Kant found in the mind into the very structure of language itself. Well, this notion of language and the whole positivist program presupposed a rather peculiar conception, which was that any language or theory possesses a determinate meaning or contains fixed structural and conceptual features. Okay.
New metaphysics. It's really much, much easier than life upside down, inside out, canted 90 degrees or so, which we're so used to and think is normal or abnormal. But you can't get there just from not being there. That would be too symmetrical for my or anyone's taste. Taste being quite important. No, the Matrix is the opposite. Adjusted countless times and ways, depending on how the sun shines, and sun shines quite a number of ways. I believe it's called weather. ambient, or even just everyday life. Life being what it is and all. The naked city. So the farther you go with normal, regular life, regular matrix, the more twists and turns, forming chapters, of course, since you never really can go that far away from things. You just stay away. A few concepts away. I believe it's three concepts of separation. And I'm not bringing home Kevin's bacon, believe me. It's already been here all along. So it's the usual KISS philosophy. And I don't mean taking the IRT to Grand Central either. On a Saturday night. Well, once you do pass through the eye of the needle, there's seven more kingdoms. An ever-expanding horizon. Like the dream experience, although we're only talking about it from a distance at this point, since the only eye of the needle to go through today, and listen hard here, is the ever-expanding horizon that will only exist when you get there. And the only way you can get there is by being there while here. Holographic projection, binary system and all. Just a few of the usual conundrums, except done canted properly this time. Stay away from white man concept analysis if you know what's good for ye. It's that last color race to spoil the broth. Necessary today. We're going to kick over the kettle of broth and strike out on a warm, sunny, fall, cold, windy day. Take on the power drive of the autumn and jet ski all the way across from the water all the way on to the new day, going through the night first, of course.
But consider this a new sentence. Pegasus does not exist. That seems both meaningful and true. But of course, my idea of Pegasus does exist, right?
Is look at a variety of the ways Quine assaults this position. First, in a very important essay in the text called From a Logical Point of View, called Two Dogmas of Empiricism. Then a somewhat more powerful attack, a more sustained attack, in this text, The Ontological Relativity and Other Essays. And then we want to look at what the implications of Quine's work are for the practice of philosophy. Okay, so let's examine these analytic truths. They fall into two classes. The first class are pure logical truths. Like, take for example the following sentence. No unmarried man is married. The second class. Far more interesting class is exemplified by another sentence. No bachelor. Another sentence, or sameness of intentional meaning. Intentional, or cognitive meaning, and extensional sameness. Again, we can recur to that case of man is a rational animal and man is a featherless biped. Force readjustments of the sentences in the field's interior. Nonetheless, the total field is sufficiently underdetermined by its boundary conditions so that any single recalcitrant experience leaves us with a lot of choices as to which of...
Try some Wittgenstein. Might be a little easier.
Where it's meaningful, so there's an idea that corresponds to it in my mind. So, Pegasus does not exist. It's false. Pegasus really exists. On this kind of view, it becomes impossible to say of any. It regulates the opening of a valve. Another is the handle of a switch, which has only two effective positions. It's either off or on. A third is the handle of a brake lever. The harder one pulls on it, the harder it brakes. A fourth, the handle of a pump. It has an effect only so long as it's moved to and fro. The mistake of the picture theory of meaning is to treat all words as if they're names, right? We look into the cabin of the locomotive and we see them all looking more or less the same. All words look like they name something, right? Perhaps they name something elusive. But when you look at it more closely, they're not.
It's just you and what you are thinking, feeling. That's all. You can still go to college if you want. Or come out of college. Or practice what you did in college. However much you've forgotten it. And honed your skill in the marketplace. Holding employment. Earning income, or better yet, dividends. With the cap gains deduction and tax cut and so forth. But it still comes down to what you believe, what you think, feel. Now you can arrive at this by noticing your feeling and figuring out what the thought is that is the same as. Or vice versa. Usually it's a rat-a-tat-tat method. Pop in and out. Crisscrossing the membrane. And if done quickly, then you change form. But you know all these things. So it's the big unkiss the sky.
There's no answer to the question, well, what's it feel like to be a brick? Or what's it feel like to be a shingle and have to sit on a roof all day long? Because we know it doesn't feel like anything because bricks and shingles are not conscious. So that's the special feature of consciousness that makes...
See what I mean? Watch Whitey. He's doing the ubiquity. He's doing regular un. Not the kind we do. The un that's been going on since man crawled out of the slime, as it were. But you've got the advantage. He's got the white man's burden. He's carrying the rest of the rainbow between his legs.
a boy.
Is he a toy boy?
My name is David.
Impossible.
Right. What we do have, we have these stone lapidas, which are essentially the same thing as the guar boards that were used by Peruvians when Pizarro arrived there in 1520 or about, and recorded the use of the balsa raft by the Peruvians and how maneuverable they were and how they were able to actually sail against the current. And they were able to do this by the use of a guar board, which is inserted into the water through the rafts and a way of a sailboat tacking.
Mm-hmm.
And in Costa Rica, in association with the spheres, Ivar and I've never discovered one of these myself, but Ivar and his associates and students and helpers have uncovered what they call stone lapidas there, but they turn out to be the same thing as the guar board. So this is another navigational instrument found in association with the spheres.
We have one of the least capable media in the world. I mean, I think there are probably third world dictatorships that have a better media environment than we have right now. And what we're finding right now, unsurprisingly, given what we saw in the 2000 campaign, where the media functioned in exactly the same way, taking all of Republicans' spin points, because Republicans are much better at this, at getting their spin points into the media, taking all the Republicans' spin points and just, you know, rewriting them. How Orwellian is this? That John Kerry, a bona fide war hero, there is no question in the world...
Always. And many are awake. And so if the world soul is made of the collective consciousness of human beings, then it is never entirely awake. It is never entirely asleep. It exists in... I guess you can hear me. It exists in some kind of indeterminate zone. And this, to me, is the clue to understanding something that is personally fascinating to me. And it revolves around why people believe such weird things. And why, either as a consequence of the approach of the millennium or the breakdown of traditional values or the density of electromagnetic radiation, or for some reason, a balkanization of epistemology is taking place. And what I mean by that is there is no longer a commonality of understanding. I mean, for some people, quantum physics provides the answers. Their next door neighbor may look to the channeling of archangels with equal fervor. I mean, if this is not a balkanization of epistemology, I don't know what it is.
Tears, 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 tears
What a bloody name! Bit of injustice. Sometimes it's easy. No choice. Them to name what we ourselves not explain. To give a parent order to a good behavior, to justify them, now you hate this useless fire from the sky. Truth, there, suddenly here we are, within this immense, let's rain through what you are trying. Awaken snow, the faces, the layers of green change, continues to change, no matter what word.
Some survived, and those that did survive were given technology and a specific bloodline.
Absolutely useless and trivial, patronizing, and empty.
Bloods of Europe. They always try to marry within the same lineage.
He's my daddy!
Death, Seda bomb, bomb death, turtles exploding over Istanbul, the jaguar's flying foot soon to sink in Arctic snow, penguins plunged against the Sphinx, the top of the Empire State arrowed in a broccoli field in Sicily, Eiffel Tower shaped like a sea in Magnolia Gardens, St. Sophia peeling over Sudan, oh athletic death, sportive bomb, the temples of ancient times, their grand ruins cease. Electrons, protons, neutrons, gathering Hesperian hair, walking the dolorous gulf of Arcady.
A related phenomenon, which is technology or the historical momentum of things, is creating such a bewildering social milieu that the monkey mind cannot find a simple story, a simple...
Thank you.
reserves will be gone. They are relentless.
I mean to kill you in 1 minute.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Games, were they actually used to unravel this kind of question? So let's look at a language game.
Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do?
We are the free and unconquerable people.
Think about the language of the builders again. What's the connection between block and blocks? Well, we've got the story. The connection seems to be this. The builder says, block, right? And the assistant runs over and grabs a block and brings it over there, right? The builder says, slab. And the assistant runs over and grabs a slab. The connection between the words and the things, the reason that block stands for block and not slab, is that the connection is that the that's the way the...
Detective Williams? Yes.
Chakras. So three of them represented the head or upper chakras, three of them represented the heart or central region, and three of them represented the lower chakras.
My name is Jeffrey Beaumont. I live near you.
To gain access, must enter your passcode.
I believe you know my father, Tom Beaumont, Beaumont's Hardware Store.
Sure,
thank
I do.
You.
I understand he's in the hospital.
I live near you. My name is Jeffrey Beaumont.
Attentively cared for the flock, created like himself and his parents, Adam and Eve by Jehovah, but in came semi-divine progeny of the Lucifer spirit, Samuel and Eve, the creature of Jehovah, divine incentive to original effort burned.
Sir Tom Beaumont, Beaumont's Hardware Store?
What's the deal here, Elizabeth?
Well, back in March, I found out that I had HPV, genital warts. So
that's warts.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I went to the gyno, everything. They did a colonoscopy on me, and then they did thyro on me.
Thyro? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then ever since then, I've had bad vaginal itching. I went back to the doctor.
Yes? My name is Jeffrey Beaumont. I live near you. I believe you know my father, Tom Beaumont, Beaumont's Hardware Store.
To get some universal or necessary truth about what was good or right for everyone.
I thought it was a bacterial infection. I was on antibiotics. That didn't work. So I went back again, and she gave me another prescription, and then I had the same problem.
I do. I understand he's in the hospital. How's he doing? He's okay, I guess. I hope.
United States of America.
You are in error. You are a biological unit. You are imperfect.
We choose to go to the moon.
Pissed. That's why I'm home from school. Anyway, I was at the hospital this morning. Yes? My name is Jeffrey Beaumont. I live near you.
He's my daddy.
Well, I wouldn't mind living in a world in which everyone tended to break their promises and you couldn't trust people. I'm willing to take the consequences of doing so. I agree it might be a nasty world for some, but I'm a nasty guy.
And now I don't have insurance, so I'm waiting till I can go back to see her.
Are you on any hormones, birth control pill, anything like that?
I'm not, no.
Do you wear jeans?
I do.
Have you tried anti-yeast medicine?
Yep.
Yes? My name is Jeffrey Beaumont.
Or redemption men to lay over.
At the hospital this morning and coming home to the field behind our neighborhood, there behind Vista, I found an ear.
I've tried almost everything. I have bought the Vagisil anti-itch cream that helps sometimes, but not all the time.
Are you con-
A human ear? Yeah.
Can you be sexually active with your boyfriend?
No. Did I actually... The guy that gave it to me...
Are you continuing to be sexually active with your boyfriend?
I should bring it to you.
Yeah, that's right. Let's take a look at it.
Boyfriend?
No.
Yes.
Did I actually,
that's a human ear, all right.
The guy that gave it to me, I haven't seen him for 2 years. So
you're not having sex with anybody?
Mm-mm. Nope.
And you're, nothing's exposed?
Your jeans.
Yeah, your vagina's not getting exposed to any latex or anything?
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
Yes. My name is Jeffrey Beaumont.
No one builds children. No one ever has. What would be the point?
It could be a custom job. Some rich and lonely scaredy puss's pretend child.
I'm a custom job. 75 years ago, I was Time Magazine's Mecca of the Year.
This work is first rate. A lot of love went into him. David. You are one of a kind. You know that? Who made you?
My mommy made me.
Her womb was your factory, and one of those built to aspire to the human condition. What is the name of your maker? Serve US, Easy Living, Robbie Bill, Simulate City Center, Cybertronic Sidekicks?
Monica is my mommy.
Yes.
Has been sketched out by the divine hierarchs to constitute our evolution.
What are you looking at? I'm making an album. Fuck you and your shirt. I'm not quitting yet. Can we still go on a little while? Is that all right? I don't care who's pissed off. This is my album. It's my record.
My name is Jeffrey Beaumont.
And so my rules, my world. These people waited in line. They came out in the middle of the fucking day. That's right. It was sunlight when you walked in, wasn't it? It was daylight. That's right. What do you say we trash this fucking place? Russian Revolution, get up! Find the owners! Grab a waitress! Get the bartender! show off. Fuck you. I'm staying here for another 20 minutes tonight. Hey, I got that! Give me that fucking T sign. Fuck you. I'm from Houston, baby. It's where I started. Eat me! I'm with friends here! This is a fucking party! We're not in school. Class isn't out. See, they want me to leave, but I love you guys. Fuck you.
My name is Jeffrey Beaumont. I live near you.
Minutes at a time, then 45, and eventually stretch it to an hour if you can.
It's time for another year to end, and a new one to begin, as does happen every year around this time. But it wasn't just any year, as it turns out. The year 2001 stands out not only for being the real start of the 21st century,
yeah, even a minimal computer nowadays is taking up upwards disaster. Of 50 to 60 megabytes.
From the swearing in of George W. Bush as our default president, to the terrorist attacks of September 11th and beyond.
The spread is determined by how volatile the stock is.
To the rampant widespread
when it's said that the spread is wide,
the year 2001
this means that the difference in price between where the market makers are buying and where they're selling stock to the public is large.
And yet surely this is only a harbinger of things to come.
Who's going to have a foreign policy that makes sense? And this entire program, he has spent his time attacking the Democrats.
It's because the Democrats have been attacking us, and we have to reply with dirty tricks.
How can you say that your candidacy is going to help the Democrats when you spend your entire time on this program attacking the Democrats? You know, and I know.
Okay, enough of
this. We went to war in Iraq.
Hang on, Chris. Let's hear from Mr. Nader.
Come on. This is our program, not yours, Chris. You got your time on other programs. You've been over talking. Let's get there. The listeners of NPR have rarely been exposed to such authentic false statements. Let me repeat again. 4% of our funds have come from individual Republican donors, many of whom I have worked with over the years. 100 times more Republican money has gone into the Democratic Party coffers. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, a prestigious nonprofit group in Washington, D.C. Second,
Mr. Nader,
Second, if the Democrats keep attacking us, keep hiring Republican law firms like Kirkland Ellis in Ohio to bump us off the ballot, we do have to respond.
Okay, if John Kerry called you up and said, hey,
there are some things that are not for sale, and the Nader-Camejo campaign is not for sale. We are never going to betray our millions of volunteers and supporters all over the country who want a new political reform movement beyond November 2, who want our government to respond to the necessities of the American people instead of being controlled by two parties in varying degrees that are proxies of big business. We've been working in Washington for years to try to improve our country. And in the last 20 years, the city has shut down on so many citizen groups that we cannot improve our country without going into the electoral arena and trying to enlist new political and civic energies of the American people, most of whom think politics is broken in this country.
All right,
most of whom do not vote in congressional elections.
Half of whom
do not vote in presidential
elections. Metaphysics. Just sitting idly by. Kind of in the middle of things. Well, we've made a run at it. Tried running naked across the killing floor, blindfolded. Almond-flavored kefir spread all over my body. Speaking love poems in low German through an electrostatic megaphone, of course. But all to no avail, I think, tonight. Tried to make a run for it from one end of the matricidal timeline, spaceline, all the way across the board. Trying to get the skein of things in some sort of a handful for you. Provide a public service of some kind. So as I address my world today, I see the greatest minds of all the generations hard at work getting more and more ignorant of the most obvious things. And they are getting paid for it as well. Quite fitting. While I seem to get smarter and smarter every day. Not getting paid for it. Not quite that smart yet. Of course, this is just my projection, since it's my version of the world. You know by now how it works. www.newmetaphysics.com. Get those MP3s. Oh, by the way, of course, some of you may not be that politically aware, might actually think that Nader cost Gore the election. Well, if I've taught you anything about asymmetry by now, crossing the membrane and all that sort of thing, you would know that isn't true. But our job isn't to save Caesar. It's to slay him and move through that space as though he were somewhere else all along.
With some very bad news.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas.
Terror must be maintained or the empire is doomed.
Logic is great.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The Lord of Hosts will do battle for us.
You came from the outside. You bring disorder here.
This is only the beginning, Mr. Volmar.
Everything we do in this world, in this life, we think, everything we feel, everything we write, has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. There's a time code attached to it. Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write, has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. Life. Everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. There's a time code attached to it. As far as we all know, there's only one way to gauge time. Whether it's play time, work time, or hit the stage time. Hours, minutes, and seconds. Bars, beats, and ticks. Your watch isn't broken right now, there's no need to fix it. Slow down for a moment and think about this in the context of instance. That old man or old woman you hope to be is still an infant. The substance that controls me has no restraints. Not bound by how we define time or space. They say before you leave this place, your light flashes before your face. What if you could stretch that flash out with no more to risk? It's just a choice you make, there's no more to it than this. And then intuitiveness is your guide through the mist. Which part of your life would you like to see first? What's at the top of your list? Maybe it's that first kiss or the first time you knew you were missed. Or maybe those first steps you took before you tripped and scarred your wrist. Go ahead, pick one. This phenomenon is designed to keep time in line by decreasing the frequency of those seconds we waste needlessly. It's easy to see when your attention's free. I paid a lot of it, got nothing of it. All whoever doubted it are out of wits. The lottery gets brings you closer to the power switch. Be careful, I've seen the brave display cowardice when they see how long an hour gets. When a second becomes a day, you see those pointless moments a mile away. But don't let them take your smile away. Those times when dark clouds came seemed like they were there to stay, just hovering, masking what love could bring. And that's the full spectrum. Good to foul, foul to great, and great back to the first step. And that's the worst it gets. There's nothing left to question. You saw it all to the beat. What was seen made the naked eye reach for an olive leaf. Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write, has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. There's a time code attached to it. Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write, has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it.
My name is Jeffrey Beaumont.
What happened?